Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Scott Group Show Podcast. Please give it up for your host, it's Scott.
And Mike, too.
It's Mike Escra.
Hey, everybody, how's it going? I'm seeing a lot of faces here that probably have no idea what's going on. This is Scott Ritchie Podcast. Normally, this is a podcast we have here once a month. Me and guests, we talk about random stuff. I ruin things pretty often, yep. Conversation-wise. And
doing good so far.
Yeah. And I speaking of, are you passing notes?
What is this? It was from the show before.
Cute.
Treasure this. There's notes in here. Wow.
There's a naked picture. I don't know. That's not how cards work. But one nice thing about this episode so far is I forgot my equipment. So this is basically my secondary last ditch effort in case my computer doesn't record well. So this might be a one-time-only show, guys. You might be able to download this later.
Yeah.
And also, to my right, as always, is Mike.
Hello.
And to my left, normally is John, but he's sick.
John's sick?
And I was...
John was supposed to be in the...
Really?
In
who
the
said same, aw?
Friend, people
no.
who like John?
No one likes John.
No one really likes John.
And we can say that because he probably won't listen to this.
That's true.
Fuck John.
Yeah, fuck John. Oh.
Let's just not like him. Let's not leap for that.
No, it's... Well,
John was supposed to be in the Santa roast. He was Kevin Spacey, as we heard 100 Kevin Spacey jokes.
Oh,
maybe
that's why.
He was predecessed by, he's not here tonight. I think they should have just not mentioned it, maybe.
I gotcha.
Yeah. Anyway, he called last night. He's at home. He's sick. He's ill.
Good for him.
No, it's not good for him.
Hey, you know what? I don't have any material because I figured I would be grumpy and John would go, what's wrong? And then he would go off for 20 minutes. Yeah. And boy, oh shit, that's not going to happen. You know what I hate, Mike? Movie theaters.
Okay.
Let's talk about that.
All right.
I'm tapping your hand because I don't know what else to do with my hands.
Okay. This is my hand.
That's fine. Hey. Oh, God. We really need somebody angry.
Well, here's how that normally works. John is angry. He's an angry person. And Scott's an anxious person.
Yeah.
I'm just a person.
Yeah. Mike's the medium.
So without the anger, it's just anxious and normal. I don't know.
What was the question?
Never mind. No, there was no question. It was a statement. I have some gifts for you. I have some Christmas gifts.
Why?
Because it's almost Christmas. I don't know if I'll see you before then.
Why not?
I'll buy... Well, maybe we will. Maybe I'll give them to you later, though. I've got some gifts. I was going to bring them out here, but then...
This is getting me more anxious. I don't... Oh, God. Oh, so we had...
movie theaters.
What? Oh, God. Now I have two topics. I had a work Christmas party last week, and I don't know what it is. I can get on stage, talk about masturbation, and
For example.
I could talk about how I peed out a window.
Yeah,
I could talk... I could do all this stuff.
Yeah,
I could say...
Yes.
I mean, I could and have.
You don't have to, though.
But... Then when it's time for just everyone, every employee walks up to a table and grabs a little envelope, like, oh, this is my Christmas gift, woo! I'm embarrassed as shit to do that.
To do what?
To walk up and go, hey, cool, a present. And then everyone at my work that sees me every day of the week, they look at me and I go, and I just want to run. Just want to run away. Why are there waffles everywhere? Are those real waffles?
They're real waffles, yes. They're tasty.
Don't throw it at me. I'm not going to eat it.
I don't know. I ate one. I don't know where it had been, but it was fine.
It's fine. I'm just saying it's...
One of Creighton's butter was playing Eleven from Stranger Things. She eats Eggo waffles.
That's... The first season was around Christmas, so it makes sense.
I guess.
I don't know. Movies. Jason's on the
movie
ball.
Movie theaters.
Look.
What was your problem?
Okay. Before I say anything.
I fuck who?
Round of applause in here. Who likes Star Wars?
What did you think was going to happen?
Well, I was hoping there was going to be two people.
Are you familiar with Star Wars?
I've seen a Star War or two.
Okay.
Or seven and a half.
And you thought maybe in the room of 25 people, there'd only be two who were like, 10%, well, you thought 10% of the population was going to the movies?
Either A, I was hoping that no one was going to clap and I go, fine, fuck those guys. Or I thought everyone was going to applaud and they go, okay, this makes more sense.
Yep.
There's, you know me. Hey, Mike, you know me.
Every week a little more.
I don't go to the movie theaters very often because being in social situations surrounded by people in the dark terrifies me.
Okay, well, here, okay.
I've been to a movie by myself once.
You don't have to socialize in the movie theater.
Yeah, I know.
They have an you can buy your tickets automatically. Yeah. The most, I think, you'd have to go with the ticket guy or girl, and the person, they'll do your theaters that way. You don't have to say anything to them.
Yeah, I know, but everyone's around you, and I'm like,
you could have not acknowledged them at all. They don't care. They're not there to see you, Scott.
I know.
To see a movie.
I know. But anyways, I don't go to the movie theaters very often.
Okay.
So even if there's like movies, I'm like, oh, I can't wait to see that. Three movies came out last week. I was like, I want to see those movies.
What were they?
People are gonna be weird, but it looks interesting and fun. I, Tanya. It's about Tanya Harding. It's a weird like black comedy type movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Looks fun.
It's fun. Yes.
Why is everyone laughing at that? This is why I get nervous. Are they laughing because like, haha, she was funny when her knee hurt.
Yeah. Her knee didn't hurt.
I'm sure at one point it did.
Like a phantom pain?
Well, I mean, she practiced.
Like her knee didn't hurt. Oh, it's been done. The deed has been done.
It's not like she said, I'm going to ice skate and never fell once in her life. Right. It had to have hurt once.
Okay. Good recovery.
I mean, I wasn't athletic and I had knee surgery, so yeah. I mean, that's.
Sure.
Second,
does look like a... fun might be the wrong way to explain that movie, but it looks like it'll be.
Why? What's a good word?
Fun, I don't know. Interesting, funny? I don't
guess so. Well, you don't go to the movie theaters and go, I can't wait to watch a depressing movie that makes me want to shoot myself.
Whoa.
Schindler's List.
But at least it had a happy ending.
What's that Aronofsky one?
Not a happy ending, but like a you felt something at the end. You're like, I had fun.
It had a happy ending for some people.
Well, yeah. For all
people
the
on the list,
people in happy. It, yeah. The movie was about them. They're like, we have all these people. Let's make a movie about all these people, and you see them for like 5 minutes. It's like a 5 minute. What? What's not? You said Schindler's List isn't depressing?
No, Titanic is depressing.
Titanic is depressing.
Only because it got made. Look, I watched it when it came out, and it was like seventh grade. Watching it as an adult, I'm like, oh, no. When you're an adult and you're a kid, you have completely different tastes.
Go on, son.
Do you think she would have gotten as popular if it wasn't for this movie?
No, she would be a different popular, but not as popular. That launched her into stardom. Like,
but what? Name one other song she did.
She did.
She's a one-hit wonder. She's Celine Dion's a one-hit wonder. She's like, I'm from Canada. I'm like, yay! And then they gave her one song, and then all right, well, let's put you on tour with like five other talented people, and then you only have to sing like for 20% of the concert. It was VH1 Divas. Remember that?
Yeah.
God damn it.
No, I don't. Actually, I don't.
Well, I don't either, then. Why?
Stole those lyrics from Grover.
What?
He stole those lyrics from Grover. Near, far.
Oh. No. Grover stole those words from the dictionary.
Okay.
The second movie I wanted to watch was The Disaster Artist.
Okay.
Because the Room is a movie.
That looks like a fun movie.
Even though, yeah. Okay.
But it's not, is it here in Green Bay?
No, it's not playing. Okay, that's the point I'm getting to. Okay. The third movie I wanted to watch was Guillermo del Toro's movie, The Shape of Water. Because he makes awesome movies. I love his movies.
Yeah.
And all three of those came out on December 8th.
Yes.
And they're nowhere within an 1 hour radius of here.
Yes.
Because Marcus is like, we need to reserve 15 theaters for Star Force. Star Wars. A week before it comes out, like, no, we'll just hold these spots, not sell any tickets to these shitty movies, and then save them all for Star Wars. And that's what happened. We went to the theater tonight. We saw a movie. It's leaving the theaters because, like, we need to make room for Star Wars. They had a party there for Star Wars people. I didn't get a party when I saw a movie I wanted to see.
What'd you go see?
No, I mean, not tonight. I mean, but in general.
Did you go to a movie tonight?
Yeah, I saw Lady Bird. It was good.
I heard that's a great movie.
It's a good movie.
What's that movie about?
A girl who's a bird. I mean, she's not a bird. It's about a girl who's a senior in high school and basically her life going through a Christian high school. But it's a funny movie. It made me laugh more than most comedy movies.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know if it's supposed to be a comedy movie, but it has funny. There's a lot of good lines.
Were other people crying in the theater? Did you have a Schindler's List moment? Were you?
Yeah, other people were laughing too. It wasn't just me. All
right, good.
But it's funny because I grew up.
Good, so you follow social cues. Well done.
Well, the thing is, I grew up Christian, and I got the whole the
halo.
Yeah, confirmed.
Oh, confirmed.
And so I have like four names now, I guess.
What are your four names?
I don't know what order they're in.
Is one Rumple Teaser? It's a cat's joke. Never mind.
No, I think it was Robert. I don't know. I think it's my grandpa's name.
Okay.
Who knows? It doesn't matter. That's not the point. But I don't believe in church anymore. But so
you don't believe in church?
Yeah. It's,
like buildings?
Well, I mean, I know they exist.
Oh, okay.
But I don't go inside and go, oh, what show's going on today?
Did you do that before? That's not how people enter churches.
But
it's not different shows. Like, they don't go, like, one day.
Each week,
Pentecostal today. Ooh boy!
Each week they have a different theme. They're like, oh, this theme, today's theme is brought to you by stealing, and then they tell stories about stealing, and how you shouldn't steal.
Yep.
I don't know. I was in church for the first time in a long time, and you got it. How many years has God been around? 2000.
All of them. All of the years.
Okay. Fine. How long has the church been like? They sing songs and stuff, right? They have songs. They have songs. Trust me, they have songs.
Like a Catholic church?
Yeah. You mean?
Oh, yeah.
And like, oh, you know what? Let's just write some songs in the 12th century.
Sure.
And then leave it. And never change them. Because we went and like, please open your scripture books or hymn books or whatever the books are called. Please open to page 349. And we're going to sing Holy, Holy, Holy. The song was called Holy, Holy, Holy.
Yeah.
I'll let you guess what the first three words of that song were.
Yeah. Holy, holy, holy.
Yeah. Right. But the third holy wasn't two syllables. It was five. It was like, holy, holy, holy. I'm like, how did...
She can do that.
I don't think this is it.
It isn't. I want to know the difference because they. Is someone singing along? I thought someone knew this song.
Yeah, she's moved. The Lord moved her.
Okay. But like every song, like there's no rhythm.
I feel rhythm is sinful.
Well, you have the lines of the song are like each this long, but they go Jacob's sheep. I'm like, okay, fine, and then went to the pasture to find help. I'm like, what? Like keep you have to
Jacob's sheep went to the pasture to find help.
Look.
The sheep were helping?
I mean...
Were searching with...
Probably.
What was the problem that they needed to find help?
They don't... I get... The devil probably? Yep. They needed help?
Oh, that's right. The parable of the sheep and the devil. It's a good one.
There's probably a lot more devil stories that you don't know that existed. Tom Sawyer... Not Tom Sawyer.
Devil story. Huckleberry Finn?
No. Mark Twain wrote a story about the devil.
Yes.
Yeah. That's all I was going to say. Where were we?
Well, movies.
Shows. Oh, yeah. So that's why I'm mad.
Oh, that's why you're mad?
Yeah.
Because...
Oh, and the movie... The movies I wanted to watch that aren't available anywhere.
No.
The movie we watched tonight, they had trailers before the movie of the movies we can't see.
No, no.
That's like saying
it sucks. No, I agree with you. It sucks to be in a small town where we don't have. But
we have two movie theaters.
Cultural dead zone.
What?
Cultural dead zone.
Yeah, we're a cultural dead zone.
Well, we have two solutions to this: either leave or make this a better cultural place.
I'm trying.
So
look at see, I have. That's why I have the this. We're doing arts right now.
Yeah, there's a big crowd too.
Yeah,
like sticking around, supporting local. This is how you start. This is how you get movies that you want. Now you're gonna leave, but that's it.
She just realized I have that option. I can't leave.
Yeah, this is a purely optional show. You don't have to leave.
Yeah, I already paid and received my $5 worth.
We're glad you came. I'm glad you stayed. You don't have to, but please.
Now I'm nervous.
Well, now they're just talking amongst themselves. I think they've stopped.
Well, maybe
watching the show.
That's what art does, though. It causes discussions.
Sure.
You know what makes me happy?
No.
I mean, either.
Okay.
But but when I made the event for the podcast, it's like, what kind of event category is it? It actually finally now has comedy on there.
Oh, finally.
On Facebook. Good job, Facebook.
Well done.
Good
the
job.
Algorithm figured it out.
Yeah. Just in time for this show.
Yep. It's our fourth year of doing this?
This is starting the fifth, actually.
Well, so it's our fourth year.
Yeah. That's why we had the four-year anniversary, like 6545.
Oh, okay. 6543.
In July.
So what are we talking about tonight? You know what's tricky is that we normally have a computer with a timer, so I have no idea how.
Yeah, I know. I have a naughty and nice list.
Anyone know how long we've been going?
Is this your set?
Yeah. We've been going 20 minutes.
Don't lie to him. I can look at the microphone. It's been 19 minutes and 45 seconds.
Boom.
Yeah, see?
Boom. I think we should applaud for Conrad up in the voice booth there.
I did not hit her. It's not true. It's bullshit. I did not hit her. I did not. Oh, hi, Mark.
I didn't mean for all of that, but
that was good.
Every
day.
It's
getting closer.
No. I might have just ruined a new church song. Who knows?
Every day?
Yeah, the song's called Every Day. We believe in Jesus.
Is it every
Oh, that's what I was talking about. I just remembered because we were talking about the movie.
Yes.
Because I went to church when I was younger,
yes.
I understand how church works. So some of the jokes were good in the movie Lady Bird because they were talking about church stuff.
Ah.
That's all I was going to say.
Worth the wait.
Yep. Sure is. So, normally by this point, John would have interrupted the story 5 times.
Yes. We've gotten a lot more done.
We did. Oh, boy. Conrad, we might need to pull your thing out.
We might.
I've got more than 5 points, I'll tell you.
We're not sure yet, but we're ready. We might need to pull it out.
Why? Okay. Words. Why don't you understand words?
Why don't understand words?
Like, everyone read the same books as a kid, right?
No.
In general. Books written in English, in general?
Yeah. So how come I don't remember words as much as everyone? Oh, boy, this is a... So I'll read a book, and I'll say, oh, like, just think of a big word and pretend I said it.
Bus. Autobus.
Okay, let's say circumvent or something.
Right.
And it's in the book, and I go, oh, I know what that means. But then I never use it in real life. Except for now as an example.
What does circumvent mean?
I wanted to use a different word because I knew you were going to ask me that. And the reason why...
It's funny every time.
I know because I watch Arrested Development that circumvent means to go around.
Okay.
That's what Michael teaches Job. Okay. And
you're upset that you don't use it?
I have friends that are like using big words all the time. And yeah. Like, how come I don't know these words? I don't know words. This is, someone wrote, I'm the stupid on this board.
Yeah, it's funny. It points.
Yeah, it's.
So when you're here, you're the stupid one.
Yeah, I feel like I am. Yep.
We could have switched this out. We didn't have any this here.
We don't need all the room on the table.
Yeah, you don't know big words because you don't use them. I don't know.
Yeah. What?
Are you a numbers guy?
I like numbers. I mean, I feel like I can say numbers, though. Like, oh, that's 2,498. Numbers.
Yep.
Do you just point at her? That's her number?
Like Excel spreadsheet.
Sure.
On my flash drive, my personal flash drive, I carry with me everywhere. I don't have it here with me, but it's in the back. I have a whole folder just full of spreadsheets of just random shit. It's like, hey, what kind of stuff do I like? Oh, I have a spreadsheet of just songs that I have on record. I have a spreadsheet of statues I have. I have a spreadsheet with about 12 tabs of just movies I've seen in the last 5 years.
So you're an organizer.
Yeah.
Only in virtual form.
How many statues do you have?
Yeah.
Okay.
Excellent question. Thank you.
How are these statues up? How are they organized? Top five.
I know.
Okay.
Tell us more. Like, are these little figurines or are these like...
Okay,
statues are like...
I said statues because I didn't... I said statues because I didn't want to say pop vinyls. All right? I have Funko Pop vinyls.
Oh, okay.
And I need to...
Let's say collectibles.
Because I need to know which ones I have so I don't buy them again.
Okay.
Because I have...
What's the deal with those things?
Before you buy a statue, like, are you checking your spreadsheet? Are you like, well, I already have a tiny Buddha. Like, if I get another tiny Buddha, it's just 3 or 5 inches.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes.
Is Billy Idol included in your idol statues?
Oh. The crowd's getting silly.
I don't think I even have Billy Idol in my records collection.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Whoa, I haven't... I'm still categorizing them, guys.
I bet you could name more Billy Idol songs than
David Bowie?
Celine Dion songs.
Oh, yeah. I know at least 3.
No, don't help.
Yeah. Well, I know White Wedding.
Don't help him anymore. No, no.
White Wedding, I know that because I sang karaoke, and I scared people by singing it.
Yeah.
What's the one who's like, I'm screaming, Rebel Yell? That's a good thing.
It was originally titled, I'm Screaming.
And then, did he sing Moni Moni? Or Monet Monet?
He did, a cover of that
Monet,
title.
Yeah. Monet?
Monet Monet.
What is it? How's it pronounced?
Moni Moni.
Like
M-O-N-Y.
That doesn't feel like it's a cover song?
It's a cover song.
Yeah, because that doesn't feel like it's a his song.
No, it's not.
Because when I hear that song, I'm like, oh, he's just not dancing around in a leather vest singing Moni Moni.
He is, though.
Is he?
I saw it in concert twice.
Well, in concerts.
Same concert.
It's an encore.
Oh, now we're just going to do some songs we already did.
Hold on, let me put a t-shirt on.
Morning.
I honestly think that's old Money Money Boney. What's his name? Johnny... Oh, Billy Idol. I think that's the only one I know. Only ones I know.
Okay.
What ones do you know? All of them?
I didn't claim to.
I didn't say I did.
Oh.
He said Billy Idol. I think I started an enemy.
You know what a song like that is? Eyes Without a Face. I like that one. It's a haunting song.
It's a movie.
Yeah, it's also a movie.
I am borrowing it from a friend, and I haven't watched it yet.
Okay.
Because it's in foreign tongue. French?
It's in foreign tongue.
I think it's a French movie or a Spanish movie. One of those two.
I think it's French.
What? Do you know the movie?
What are you talking about?
You just started speaking in French. Eyes Without a Face. You've never heard of it or you don't know it in French? I think it's French because it's something about ojos would be in Spanish.
It's a French movie, yeah.
Conrad's got the computer.
Conrad.
Is it in black and white?
I think so.
I think it is. It's from like 1960.
Yeah.
What? How did we even get here? Mike?
We were talking about Billy Idol.
All right.
Big words.
I don't know how that got us to Billy Idol, but...
Spreadsheets, because she likes numbers.
Oh, spreadsheets. Spreadsheet of things that you... Yeah.
Yeah.
Your records and such. Yeah, well, I'm glad we figured that out.
You don't know big words? Are you yelling at him?
She's mocking me. Oh. She does know numbers and big words.
Oh. She has it all. She's got all the numbers and words. Yeah. See, I can't do that.
You read the book Phantom Tollbooth as a kid?
Nope. I'm sorry.
It's a good book.
I'm sure because toll.
I haven't read it in like years, but it's so good.
Yeah, but you're from Europe, so toll booths
are
a thing.
I can't read books. As an English person, I cannot read English.
I can't understand his foreign language he's speaking.
I'm just saying the isn't a toll booth what they call a phone booth?
No.
Oh, well, fuck. Then I don't know.
Toll booths over here, Scott.
Yeah. No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
What am I thinking of? Oh shit!
You know what? You know.
I might just delete those off the computer.
We could freshen them up, I guess. Yeah, we could do it. You know my favorite thing you do on the show?
What?
Is when you say, you know what I'm thinking? And no one knows what you're thinking.
I always thought that, I guess that when I heard Phantom Toll Booth, I thought he was going in a phone booth.
That would be Phantom Phone Booth.
But I thought it was in Europe. That's why I was
a toll booth?
Because
you do have to pay to use the phone. Isn't
it? Yeah, as a toll, like toll-free phone booth, toll-free phone booth. Take out the two middle words.
Toll booth is like a
toll booth.
You make like 1-800 calls.
As a dog, does it have a dog in it?
Yeah, the watchdog.
Never. Watchdog. Yeah. What? Where do? Yeah. And when I'm a kid, what did I learn that watchdogs do? They watch the castle, the queen's castle. They have watch people. And it's a dog version of a watch person.
So terribly clever, isn't it?
I've never read the book, okay? I just assumed. Why? It's a kid's book.
And?
Why should I read a kid's book now? I'm an adult. I read adult books.
They do a lot of things with words.
Oh. No, I get it.
There's like two kingdoms. The word kingdom and the numbers kingdom. And
this feels like just
number three was Digitopolis. I forget what the words kingdom is.
This feels like just an extended episode of Sesame Street. Shut up.
Sesame Street.
I was trying to think of what the name of Sesame Street
just
was.
Like you recorded it backwards. Listen to Sesame Street.
I can. What? Oh.
Yep, there's a lot of pressure.
Well, anyways, I think it's time for Conrad's Question Corner.
Yay!
Every time I always feel that to be longer, and it's not.
That's a short one.
22 seconds.
So this part of the show is usually when I'm like, hey, the show's half over, and I'm floundering for things to talk about.
Over. We're more than half over.
Oh, yeah, I know. But usually, and then Conrad will be like, hey, I'm Conrad. I got...
No, do Conrad's voice.
Oh, but I was Conrad. There you go.
Conrad is sitting right next to me.
Oh, you know, emo British.
Do I sound like Popeye to you or something?
No.
Do I sound like Popeye to you?
I mean, I know they don't do this, but you know when you watch a TV show in America and then you watch it in Spanish town? Wait. When you watch it in Spain...
Spanish town?
When you watch a movie here, it's in English, and then you watch it over in Spain, they dub it with Spanish. I really wish that they did that in Britain. They just dub it over like, oh, hey, welcome to 21 Jump Street. That's the first movie I thought of. And they're like, oh, welcome to 24. I can't do a British accent.
And why would 21 change to 24? Numbers aren't different in...
the Queen actually outlaws the numbers 21, 22, 23.
Oh, no. 24 Jump Street.
All right.
Anyway, no
questions.
Yeah,
all right. I never finished explaining because Conrad asked us a question.
Wow, thank goodness you were there to explain all that.
My regular questions and the one hypothetical fight question as usual. So I've got the wheel to work this time.
The wheel?
Can I get a spin that wheel?
Spin that wheel!
I feel like...
There's only four things, so it's a very tiny wheel.
Okay. I just pictured him pushing a key. Boop, boop, boop.
Right. Use your... Put the wheels to land on.
If you could pick between the two, would you rather be a werewolf or a vampire? Whatever you don't pick, you have to fight the other kind for eternity.
Oh, boy.
For eternity? Oh, man.
For eternity?
Well, you're immortal, obviously.
Well, then we don't have to fight. We'll just sit down. And
no, it's sort of like an honor blood feud kind of thing.
Oh, so there's new... Like, I'm part of a vampire werewolf group, and we're always fighting...
Probably a clan.
Kind of like the Hamlets and the... Oh, wait. Montague? Nope.
Capulets?
Yeah, that's it.
Sharks of the Jets.
I know that, because apparently I don't read stuff in Europe.
I didn't say that. I was just saying you would read The Phantom Tollbooth, because it's a Europe book. All right, I meant whatever the families are that Ed, Romeo and Juliet belong to.
Montagues and Capulets.
No, that's the same one.
Who? Same one as what?
No.
Neither are werewolves.
No. Who are the? There's like a
Hatfields and McCoy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not what you said.
That's the American adaptation.
I think you said the Hamlets and the Hamlets and the Montagues or something. I don't know what you.
Well, that's close. Hatfields and McCoys. H&M.
Anyway.
I thought. Oh boy. I thought that. I forgot Hamlets and McCoys. Hatfields.
It's Romeo, Montague. See Montague? Because I was like Juliet Capulet. It's kind of a weird name.
Yeah, it's too many T's.
Yeah.
But I have four T's.
Juliet Capulet.
I have three T's in my name, so that's not. I can't complain.
Not about that. No.
Three T's. Yeah, I said.
You have at least two T's.
I have three T's, unless you put my nickname in parentheses. That's four. What?
T.
What is... Yeah. Just Scott... The T stands for the. Scott the Ramad. That... all right.
All right.
What were we talking about? John...
Vampires and werewolves.
Oh. So here's the thing about vampires that no one might not know. Or wait.
Which means everyone does know, yes.
Okay.
I'm set the record straight here.
Werewolves... Now, are we talking traditional werewolves or like fancy pants Twilight werewolves?
No, traditional.
Good, because I don't know the fancy pants version.
Why'd you ask?
I was afraid. Well, werewolves in the traditional sense only come out once every full moon.
Yes.
So that means if I'm a vampire, I only have to worry about them like once or twice a month.
Right.
Simple, safe.
Sure.
Also, so then they just have humans going after, or they're like, they may not even know they're werewolves. I want to know what, I'm a cool creature. I want to be a vampire. I'd rather be a cool creature.
No.
Plus, if you're, I mean, at least then you can have parties. There's always, so there's vampire parties going on.
You can never be awake during the day.
Well, I don't like the day.
Okay.
If I could, I'd sleep all day and
How
be up all night.
How often do vampires have to feed on the blood of others?
I mean...
Every day? Every night?
I don't know the specifics, but I like drinking, so it makes sense.
Okay. You're going to have to interact with a lot of women.
I have a whole lot of time to practice.
And seduce them.
Well, that's part of the powers, Mike.
Is it?
Yeah, you... The seduction is a part of the vampire powers, Mike. Yeah, yeah. So I don't even have to be good at it. I'd be like, hey, and then like look at their eyes and like, I'm intrigued.
Wait, your vampire hypnotism goes like what?
Like,
Hey!
How you doing?
Hey!
As long as, like, from what I gather, as long as you, like, you stare in their eyes and mesmerize them.
And don't say, hey!
Well, I mean, Dracula was written in, like, the 1800s, so, or 1900s. Nobody knows. Nobody will ever know. And no one...
No, we can look that up real quick. Conrad's looking up right now.
Oh, 1897.
Yeah. I did say 1800s.
That's later than I thought it was, but I would like to be... I think I would like to be a werewolf. It's not a thing you have to take care of all the time. Just once a month, you got to figure it out. I think I would maybe charter a flight somewhere once a month to a zoo.
Wait.
Like, I might go to different zoos around the country, and then...
But the zoos are closed at night.
Yeah, but I'll be a wolf.
Yeah, but the vampires can come in because no one would see us and charge admission. We could just... We could just hop the fence or turn into a bat and fly through the fence. Okay. I don't care.
Wherever I go, I guess the vampires are going to be able to find me.
Yeah, and you'll be caged up, so like we could just poke you sticks from a distance. What? Is that not a good idea?
Doesn't matter. You gotta have a silver bullet.
We're fighting forever. If I killed every werewolf, you were making it too easy. I could easily just... Yeah, okay, we know. A silver bullet, guys. Jesus.
We are not swimming Coors Light. Here.
Oh, Silver's Light?
Yes.
But also...
I think it'd beat a vampire. That's every night you gotta deal with that.
Yeah.
Every night you gotta be a vampire.
But it's easy to not be a vampire. Just go outside during the day. You're like, done. A werewolf. Apparently, if you're like, I'm sick of being a werewolf, you have to find silver and then shoot yourself with it. You can't just die normally.
We're not deciding which one is easier to commit suicide as.
I know, but you said you'd have to do it every night, like
yeah,
it's a chore.
Yeah, I have to.
You're going
to
wake up once a month naked in a field.
Furry and cuddly. I'm going to be furry and cuddly for a while.
Yeah, but if you go to a zoo and you wait, and then the zookeeper comes up in the morning and goes, there's another naked man in our zoo. Yeah. You're going to go to prison.
And then my werewolf brothers will get me out. I don't know.
I'm just saying, I think you get caught immediately because they'd go, oh, well, put him in prison. Well, he turned into a werewolf in the prison. Right. They go, we need to tie him to a chair or something. And then the scientists will come
all right,
in.
All right, I'll change my mind.
And they'll weaponize it.
Once a month, I'll take a flight to a remote town in Canada, kill one human, and then come back.
Why'd you kill a human?
Because the zoo was out of the, I guess, poo-pooed the zoo, so I gotta kill somebody.
You don't have to kill it.
Kill people at the zoo?
I was gonna kill animals at the zoo.
Why do you need to kill people in Canada now?
Because the zoo was not allowed. Like, the zoo, find you at the zoo. So I'm gonna go to a small town in Canada.
But you're supposed to be fighting vampires, not humans. We're fighting.
You don't... That's the number one goal, is fight.
That's what
you?
He said. Fight. You have to fight forever.
You do have to fight forever.
Okay, well then, by I'll kill him during the month that I'm just a person.
Human taking on the vampire? That sounds rather unlikely, right?
I'm going to set up a whole bunch of...
He'll be in his little coffin. I'll open the doors, all the blinds, crack it open. Dust. And then I'll walk away.
My house... Yeah, but I'm going to have a whole host of female vampires by that point.
Are you? Really?
And yeah, yep.
How are you going to get those?
I'm going to build... Hey, it worked for the Fonz, and he... Okay, yeah, see? So if I am a vampire, special powers, I'll make a castle made of concrete with no windows. The roof is uncollapsible. Put a lot of metal.
Darn, my number way from on the way in. I was like, oh, me and my wolf guys are going through the roof. Oh, it's non-collapsible.
And then I'll put, and then I'll line everything with, not sodium, what's it called? Silver.
Silver, okay.
Line it all with silver.
Right.
See?
I can eat it. I can eat Italian food with garlic. I can go to church and listen to Holy, Holy, Holy every week.
Shit, I didn't think about pizza.
Yeah. Yeah, you cannot have any garlic. Yeah.
Can they eat any food?
What's up?
Can the vampires eat any food?
No, I think they just eat blood.
Not any food, but any food?
Usually they come and eat human food. It like makes them throw up and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Uh-oh. No, we don't. Uh-oh.
It's got to be blood.
I want to fight a vampire.
Then come to Canada with me. We'll just live free, killing a random Canadian once a month.
I know, like, for some people, it'd be fine, but if I woke up naked somewhere, the people will be angry.
Just say you like the drink.
They'll try to kill me even if I'm not a werewolf. What?
Not if they can get something out of you, they won't try to kill you.
What does that mean?
What are they going to get out of me? He's naked. Oh, yeah. Oh, so, like a pretty thing.
So the scenario... Just
present yourself.
Yeah. Like, you know what? Sometimes you get kind of drunk, but also...
Hey.
Yeah. All right, thank you, everyone, for the podcast.
This is a Scott Does Stuff podcast.